Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it. You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Let's talk about Chris Brown and Diddy. This is a new allegation that has come out. This is not accusing Diddy directly, but this is kind of another one of those where, hey, at the party, just similar, we've seen allegations also against, who did we have last week? I believe it was Kanye West, correct?
Right.
We had those allegations. I just want to say the wrong person. again, allegations, that's where it is. It's a civil case. But we have another one here. This is coming out of the Chris Brown documentary that is on Netflix right now, which I had a chance to watch just the other day. This guy, I mean, Chris Brown, we know, we've seen this story for more than a decade now, the allegations, not even, I mean, we've seen the video, we've seen the pictures of what he did to Rihanna. That's pretty much out there as fact and truth. He's done his own documentary about it, trying to atone for everything. But this clearly is another pattern. If these allegations are true, I mean, it's kind of like once an abuser, always an abuser. Some of them break their cycle, some of them stop, but a lot of them don't. And Chris Brown seems to be one that hasn't. We've heard rumblings and rumors over the years after Rihanna that this guy still does what he wants to do. It's kind of his world. And then these horrible allegations of this sexual assault that took place at the Diddy party. It's more evidence that Diddy just kind of had this atmosphere of, bring who you want here to this land because we have different laws and rules in Diddy world.
Right. Yeah, it's the law of Diddy rules. Yeah. It's, you know, unfortunately, in these cases, it's challenging. Again, you have the, you know, the horrendous act that was done against the supposed victim. And then you have, you know, like, so I'm just kind of reversing it. So he says he's innocent. His lawyer says he's innocent. And they're saying it, people are just jumping on the bandwagon. Well, maybe, but that's why in these cases, you need a lot of really good hard evidence if you can get it, you know, photos, texting, you know, witnesses, things like that. Because when you actually, like you said, when you have a pattern behavior of having this kind of behavior with others, you're going to have a lot of legit claims against you, and you're also going to have a lot of people that are going to just you know, try to jump on that bandwagon. But going back to the perpetrator of the crime to begin with, if you didn't establish a pattern behavior of having this abhorrent behavior, no one would be coming at you to begin with.
Well, I mean, what is shocking to me about this, the whole Chris Brown thing, number one, the fact that he's still a celebrity, the fact that people still listen to his music and go to his concerts. What he did to Rihanna, I mean, he tried to push her out of a moving car and then he beat the hell out of her while she was in the driver's seat. or in the passenger seat. I mean, this is if it was on video, it would be just as bad as the Cassie video, if not worse, with what we saw on her injuries and such. Yet we somehow as a society took a step back after a little bit of time and said, oh, he deserves a second chance. It's okay. We're not saying that about Diddy. We don't say that about a lot of people, but somehow Chris Brown survived this. And I still don't quite understand why or how, because a lot of people do not, but somehow he keeps having hit records. Kids are going to his concerts. Kids that weren't even around when he beat the hell out of Rihanna. It would be like when we were kids, if like we were excited to go see Ike Turner. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. But somehow this is like a thing. And he still fills stadiums with young people half his age that just seem to kind of go along with the fandom of he's Chris Brown, he's great. Oh, that's all in the past. And not seeming to think that this person is capable of clearly what he is.
I think there's a few things there. You know, I'm trying to remember the details. I wasn't covering true crime at the time when this happened, but you know, throwing some conjecture in there in my Wayback hat. One, the volume is different between Chris Brown and Diddy. That's part of it as well. And the age, because with Diddy, people were suspecting the ages are going to keep getting younger. Not at the time with Chris Brown, it was Rihanna.
Yeah.
And it was celebrity on celebrity. And this is celebrity on victim, you know, with Diddy as well. So I don't think any one thing is going to be the difference between Diddy and him, but they're all like pebbles that are tilting the scales. And then because celebrities doing bad things to other celebrities doesn't garner as much sympathy from a general population as celebrities doing things to the general population and victimizing them.
Cassie was a celebrity. It was all celebrity on celebrity, both of them.
Yeah, I know. I still think it must be volume, and maybe at the time he was owning it differently than Diddy is, because you know you had the video back then of Chris Brown, and you didn't have video of Diddy, and so it was.
You mean what, reverse that is what you had? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. You know, and so it's a puzzle though. I don't quite understand it either, but I think it's the people and the type of victims that are involved, I think, rule a lot of that. And also the timing.
Yeah.
And, you know, timing has a lot to do with this, too. I mean, we covered this, too, on the Menendez case. You know, how people viewed sexual assault at different time periods in our history is very different, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think we're a lot more aware and sensitive to those things now than we even were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So the impact of someone's actions today for doing the same act that, you know, 10 years ago wouldn't have been a big deal, might be a bigger deal now.
We are more sensitive to it because we've lived through it. Those who have not don't seem to be. I'm talking about the young fans, and I think that's the disconnect here. The young fans of 20-some-year-olds that are into Chris Brown, hell, I mean, even like early 30s, they may not have any recollection. I mean, they would have probably been alive when it happened, but they would have been little when the Chris Brown and Rihanna thing took place. So it's not necessarily like right there as like this happened in timeline. It's part of the history book. It's like people who didn't live through Pearl Harbor, people who didn't live through 9/11. They have a different connection to the facts because there's something with humans where if we weren't alive for the time, it's not quite as impactful as if we were.
I know, and we're doing our conjecture on this stuff, you know, the noodling on it.
Yeah.
I'm curious too. So Chris Brown, he kept producing content, correct?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Is Diddy?
Oh, about a year ago he had an album. So I mean, had he not been stopped, yeah, I think he probably would have kept going.
Yeah, because I'm just also curious is, you know, so one thing that masks bad behavior is when you can't constantly put out new content that people like. Mm-hmm. And so I think the combination, and so what's, and also Chris Brown's fan base compared to Diddy's fan base, ages, are they roughly the same, different?
I'd say Chris Brown probably skews younger. I mean, Diddy's kind of fallen out of the spotlight over the last 10, 15 years. He released album, that Love album. It wasn't a hit.
Right, and see, that's what I think it might have been too, is that, you know, Chris Brown's release of newer content hitting a younger crowd that's not going to have the same memory span is going to wash over a past that they weren't even part of because he's got new content out.
Yeah.
Diddy not so much, because you don't have new content to wash over that anymore. So I got a feeling that's playing into it as well.
It's a simple explanation, but I think it's a true explanation, because I think you're exactly right. When we think about Diddy, we think back to the 90s. We think back to the early 2000s. We think about that time in history. A lot of his stuff was fun. It was, you know, it was good times. And then we see the overlapping timeline of what he was doing. It's like, oh my God. And he stopped. I mean, there really wasn't good new material for the last probably 20 years. Chris Brown has continued to put out hit songs over the last 20 years. And you're right. It's a new generation. I don't think there's a ton of people who are in their 40s who listen to Chris Brown initially that maybe still be jamming up to Chris Brown. Some, but he's managed to finagle a whole new generation with all new music. And that I think is the thing, is they're able to overlook it because, oh, this content is so good. And fandom's an interesting thing. Fandom can make you overlook horrible things in people. There still are Kelly supporters out there that just refuse to believe. I mean, what is that? I mean, we see it in politics where things are just obviously horrible as shit. Yet they're like, oh, he's the greatest individual or she's the greatest individual in the world. Notice I'm not taking sides there. But it can be on anything where it's just, I am not going to see reality. My blinders are on no matter how much is directly in front of me and on the side screaming, this is wrong and horrible. People just keep going down these paths.
So part of what I think this is when you have an individual that has great talent that creates content that's consumable, it's going to allow people to, well, in their own minds, to want to look past what's negative about them because they have great consumable content, because they're great artists or they have great talent. And when a great talent stops creating consumable content that people want, it's easier to focus on their wrongness.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, you look back through history, there's a lot of people in history with amazing talent, but had abhorrent behavior.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, just look at, you know, all the things you've heard about. Again, just the rumors and stuff. You know, you have the Andy Warhols, you have the Woody Allens, you have a lot of people that had some off person. I mean, there's a lot of claims. You know, Leonardo da Vinci, let's go all the way back to him. He had a lot of charges. Back then, being homosexual was illegal. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of charges that came against him that got waived because they liked him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they loved the content that he was producing, the art he was producing, the things he made himself valuable. I guess a good way to put it. He made himself valuable to the people that wanted his content. And when people want your content because you now are producing something that makes them feel good about themselves, again, go back to what you're still reading, Robert Greene's Law of Human Nature. We love to consume content that validates our own self-opinion. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown must be producing content continually that was validating people's self-opinion about who they are, what they want to believe, the things they feel emotionally. And so since he's continually producing content that allows people to connect with themselves and feel better about themselves, as opposed to Diddy, who's just relying on the power he had accumulated without producing content, it starts blowing up, I think.
That's interesting. I mean, I would say Michael Jackson is probably a fairly decent comparison as well. He stopped producing great decent content 10, 15 years before his death. I mean, did he come out with, I mean, his last album was, I think, 2001-ish. And that didn't really produce many hits either. Good album, by the way. I personally enjoyed it, but no, it wasn't a hit. And as his celebrity kind of went down in terms of new content, there was still the lore. It's like, oh my God, Michael Jackson, that was given. That would be there forever. It still is. He's dead. But he wasn't producing content that people really liked. We weren't even calling it content back then. We used to call it songs.
Right.
there was that. And as the content that was good decreased, the allegations against him increased, and the believability, at least of the public, and I'm not saying anything about the actual content of the allegations, I'm just saying public as a whole, started to believe it more and more. Initially, there was a ton of denial. There's no way this could be true. He's being taken advantage of. He's Michael Jackson. People are going to do this, blah, 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 blah. But then it just kept going, and the list kept going. And I personally, at the end of the day, if I were to base my opinion on everything we talk about on the show and personalities and stuff, do I think he probably did some bad things? Yes. Do I think he even knew what he was doing? No. I think he had such a personality disorder. Doesn't excuse it by any means. There was some right. dark shit going on there. But I think he was so brainwashed in his own world, it was different. Like a Lori Vallow almost. Just they believe what they're doing is right. But all that being said, the society, you know, it slowly drifted to, yeah, he's probably a shitty human being deep down, but he's got good songs. And then we still kind of disconnected it. It's interesting what we connect and what we disconnect from historically once we've really kind of seen who the person truly is, whether it's Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Bobby Brown, whatever, you name it.
So these are great points we're making on this content or these songs that these celebrities are producing and how it resonates with their audience and gives them a pass because, in other words, it allows people to ignore the negative aspects of their personality. Elvis is another
great one. Oh, God, yes. he would be R. Kelly today if this shit happened.
He wasn't doing bad things to people, but he was such a self-destructive person that after he stopped creating good content, good songs, people started focusing on the negative aspects of him and his issues and demons he's dealing with, his relationships. And so the public aspect of him started plummeting. So what did he do? He reinvented himself with a CBS special, skyrocketed back up again,
yeah,
and then fell again. And it was the entire time, if you think about it, all the way the public was either supporting him or going against him came down to the content he was producing at the time.
It was. But I mean, with Elvis, there's another argument there with him, and that's the women. I mean, Rick, her mother, Priscilla.
Yeah, Priscilla. Yeah.
14 when they started dating.
Yeah.
R. Kelly. I mean, it would be like that today. I mean, it would be like Diddy, maybe not quite like Diddy, but it would be a sexual predator today. At that point mm-hmm. in time, they looked at it, well, you know, my grandmother got married at 14. It was okay. I mean, yeah, in like the 20s. But again, we have to look at society in the time window that things are happening. And there actually was more acceptance of that sort of thing, at least historically, where it was one off, where it's like, well, a lot of families get married young. Today, child predator. Without a doubt. Yeah. But he made good songs, so we stick with that. And that's just this weird disconnect that we seem to have with our celebrity culture.
If someone makes us feel good, then we give them a pass a lot of times, too much so, yeah. without actually looking at the facts. Because again, our higher brain is the cognitive, thoughtful brain. The emotional brain is the lower brain. And when we're listening or we're witnessing beautiful artwork, it's more of our emotional brain that's engaged, and so we tend to give passes to things we might not otherwise want to give passes to.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin. Generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits, t-shirts that get it.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits, t-shirts that get it. You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits, t-shirts that get it.